When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While those two bears were in Korea, you know, K-love, K-dramas, too much K-love dramas.
They K-fucked.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what they did, bro.
So they got pregnant in South Korea. And they gave birth to a new bear who was named Fu Bao.
Fu Bao?
That's the least.
That's not even Korea. Fu Bao Park, well, at least.
Welcome to The Worst Asian Podcast, where a couple Asian American millennials give you our shitty opinions on all things Asian. My name is Linji. I'm here with my co-host. His name is Ben.
Indeed. Hello, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
It's been a while since I saw you.
I know, it has.
Well, like, actually, no. Technically, it's only been a couple of days since I saw you in real life, but for podcast-related things, it's been a while since I've sat down with you with the mic in our hands.
It's been, what, a month?
No. It's been 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Almost a month?
It's been 3 weeks. We need to release this episode tomorrow, which is May the 2nd, if you guys are listening to this on the first day, because we ran through all our back catalog of stuff.
Yes.
I was away on a little short trip with my family out to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Which was nice. 20K steps per day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Walking.
You went for like a week, right?
We went for 5 days. And we did almost 20K steps per week, per day, I should say.
Would you want to like go visit the president or?
No. You know what? Oh, okay.
I was wondering like, what was the reason for
little it? Side rant. Well, the reason we went was because my son was learning about the presidents. What's that week in February that's all presidential related? Lincoln's birthday, Thomas Jefferson's birthday, President's Day.
Oh, Coachella.
Coachella. That's the one. That's the one where they talk about all the presidents. So he was learning about that. And he was learning about the White House and the Lincoln Memorial. He was learning about Martin Luther King Jr. He was learning about all that stuff. Parents wanted to actually visit DC at some point in their life, and they'd never been.
So we thought it was
like spring vacation. It's a quick 5-hour drive. So drove there, drove back, 5 days there. Actually, 4 days there, 4 total days there. So it was a quick, nice trip somewhere nearby for us.
Was it during the cherry blossom?
No. Apparently, that was in March.
Damn.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was in March. A lot of people try to time out their trips to DC just to try to catch the cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
Because it's supposedly like that whole area, that whole city area is like all pink and like it's blooming. And horrible if you have allergies, I guess.
How was the trip though? Did you have a lot of fun or was it just like, okay, dude, I just learned a lot.
Dude, DC is very boring.
It is, right?
It's really, really boring.
How's the food?
It's really not that good. I'm sorry to people that live in the DC area or Maryland or wherever, like Baltimore.
The DMV area.
I'm sorry, your area, your food is relatively not as good as New York City. Let's just put it that way.
How was the crime there? Because that's what they always talk about. That DC.
Less homeless people.
Baltimore especially.
Okay, so we weren't in Baltimore. We're in DC, right? Which is, I think, a little bit south of Baltimore. But there was less homeless people than in New York City. Definitely less homeless people than San Francisco.
Were they nicer to you? Oh, you're from New York.
No, they just left you alone, which is fine.
Like, you have any money? Nope. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
I think part of it is because you're so close to the White House and other politicians that whatever they do to get the homeless people off the street,
they snipe them off.
No, I hope not. Whatever they do to get the homeless people off the street,
right?
They do it pretty well because there is less obvious homeless people like sleeping in the park. Because you know the park here in New York City, right? If there's like a bench, usually during the night it's taken by someone who couldn't find space in a shelter somewhere.
Right.
I'm being like serious here. So they sleep in the park. Right. Over there, the benches everywhere, like there aren't that many homeless people.
Damn.
I don't know why we're talking about homeless people. Like that's a tourist attraction.
Well, guys, if you want the best in the world, DC is not the place to be. New York is still number one.
New York's still number one. Maybe I'm just like a hometowner, but I think New York food, everything. I was so glad. The best meal I had during my entire DC trip was the first meal that we had back in Flushing. my whole trip, the best one was we had Chinese skewers at my favorite place on the.
Oh, you went to the spot near Flushing Hospital.
So we got back at like 10 o'clock at night that night, and we were like, "Let's just get something quick." And that was near my parents' house.
It's open late too.
It's open late too. So I was like, "This is the best meal of this whole DC trip."
Damn, that is a good meal though.
That is a good meal. How have you been, Ben? Haven't seen you for podcast stuff for a while.
Your podcast wise, fantastic. The Knicks are in the playoffs. That's how long it's been.
Oh, yeah. First that. Round. Yeah. 3-1.
Yeah. No, 3-2 now.
Oh, 3-2? Where am I?
The game was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Game,
yeah. It was, oh, my God. We choked that one. So that's why I'm a little like quiet and somber because I'm a little pissed from yesterday.
Yeah, but you have you have a one game advantage, two games to go. Just have to win one out of.
Right. But this is the Knicks we're talking about. The Knicks are, you know, historically known to just fuck up lead. So they gave up a 4-point play. That's like back then when Reggie Miller did that shit.
Oh, yeah. With the 3-pointer and the foul.
Dude, we literally gave that game away at the last minute. That's why it was like, oh, my God. So that's all. It was just like. If you guys watched the game last night, you know how frustrating that was.
Yeah, so if Ben seems a little bit out of it, it's totally not related to you.
We're going
to
go back to game 6 in Philly. Joel Embiid, you're a bitch. You are a really dirty player. He's really dirty.
He is, yeah.
Holy crap, I had no idea.
But you know, like, this generation's definition of dirty is just like standard 90s basketball.
No, dude, there's this one play, what he did. The guy was going for a dunk, right? Joel Embiid fell to the floor. The guy grabbed the guy's ankle and just pulled it down. Oh my! That is not 90s basketball.
No, that 90s maybe Bulls.
That's kind of his 90s basketball. That was like Chicago.
Bulls Knicks basketball back then.
That was like John Starks, like clotheslining Michael Jordan in the face.
Yeah, same shit.
Dude, it was bad, man. It was a good game, or it's a good series at least. But besides that, the weather's nice.
So it's finally nice, so we have a lot of things going for us. And honestly, it was nice to not do any pod-related stuff for almost 2 weeks straight.
So it felt like an early vacation.
I forget how much time I have when I don't have to do anything related to the podcast.
Yeah.
But in advance of the trip, I had to edit a lot of stuff in advance because I knew that the weeks coming up,
right,
I wasn't going to be doing anything. So it was like a lot of work and then no work. I was like, holy shit. This is how much time I had prior to not doing the podcast.
Also,
guys,
it's like
don't get scared. Don't get scared. I'm not doing some like retirement speech right now. I'm just saying it was nice not doing any pod related stuff at all. And like you said, the weather is nice.
Yeah.
So the shorts are out. My short shorts are out. My short sleeves are out. This is the time of the year when I have to be conscious that my junk is not just hanging out via the camera angle.
Is that at the perfect angle right now? Where it's like one nut is just like slipping out?
Sometimes when I edit the video podcast, I don't actually look at the video. I'm just listening to stuff while I close my eyes because I'm tired.
Right.
When something's off, I'll fix the audio volume or something.
Uh-huh.
So there is a slight chance because I'm not actively paying attention to the video when I'm editing.
Oh,
that if my junk was out or your junk was out,
yeah,
that I wouldn't catch it in time.
We can't even censor it out.
No, because I wouldn't be visibly looking at it.
Oh shit. Imagine we get reported for that.
Which
like
is why
our dick is just out.
I'm sitting at a very like tight, my thighs are very tightly and close together. So
yeah,
I don't
know.
Because this is a bad angle, but it's hot. It's hot right now. Anyways, guys, this is our now monthly news episode.
Oh,
we're officially doing a month. I think for almost 3 months, we've done it roughly around 4 to 5 weeks. So we're going to try to keep this pace because it's actually pretty good. And happy May, which is happy AAPI Heritage Month, Ben. Ben is clapping.
I don't know if you guys can hear it. I hope so.
And thank you to Apple Podcasts for featuring us on the page thing again for whatever.
For whatever.
You know, like the first year that they did that, I was very excited. You were very excited.
I was mad hype, bro. That was cool.
This year, I was like, bitch, I better be on this page. So when I was scrolling,
yeah.
This morning, I was like, yeah, better be there.
It's like, yeah, I didn't have to do shit for that.
Because you know why?
Oh my God.
You know why? I think I said this last year.
Why?
There's a good chunk of those podcasts that are featured right now on the Apple Podcast app.
Yeah.
That are no longer active.
I was just going to ask you that.
No longer active. There was one podcast or maybe even two that have not been active for over a year.
Really?
Yeah, but they're features. So I'm like, whoever is the one like picking this for this particular spotlight highlight feature thing,
yeah, let's call them that,
is not doing their homework. I think they're just copy pasting from a year or two ago.
Right. They're just changing the year, the date. That's all they're doing,
and maybe like shuffling around the order of the podcast. But same podcast, some of them are not active at all. I'm like, all right, whatever. I guess this is the best that we get.
So Lindsay's pretty much
attempt.
You're trying to say that as long as we just keep doing this, we will eventually by just default, right? Just by existing, we should be number one.
No, because they're not taking away the ones that are not active.
Damn.
Your theory would only be correct
if they actually filtered it out.
Yeah,
and shit?
Like removed non-active Asian podcasts, but they're not doing that.
How do we do this? We need someone else that works at Apple, don't we?
Yeah, we lost our contact at Apple.
We're going to call someone a job at this point. That's what I feel like.
Anyways, thank you to Apple. Thank you to everyone. Happy AAPI Heritage Month.
Happy AAPI.
This podcast should come out. This podcast episode should come out on May the 2nd. So it is right in the beginning.
Pow.
You should think that we should probably plan something special this month. But no, I don't think we're going to plan anything special this
month. We got some stuff. You know, upper sleeves.
Upper sleeves, but not anything in particular for this month.
I just made that up.
Well, Ben doesn't know the stuff that's happening, so that could be true. Anyways, it's the news episode where Ben and I would like to go back and forth with a couple of our favorite news articles that are happening this particular month or the past couple weeks. So, Ben.
The hot goss.
Let's just kick this right off. Do you have something that you want to tell me about that's happening in the Asian community?
Yes. Two students from Taiwan.
Okay.
Shout out to our friends from Taiwan.
Yes. Our best friends from Taiwan.
Let's see. I just want to.
I don't even know what this is.
No, I do. I just want to make sure I get the numbers. This is such a great story.
Oh, there's numbers? Okay.
There's numbers involved.
All right, Ben, go for it.
All right, where is this? All right. So, pretty much, two students, university students from Taiwan, one of them, a student persuaded by his friend to get his legs amputated for a $1.3 million insurance scam, wound up getting only $7,200 that now he has to return.
Okay, hold on. There's a lot to process right there.
Yes.
Two people from Taiwan.
Taiwan, number one.
Trying to do an insurance scam.
Yeah.
One of those two Taiwanese people cut off their legs.
Yeah, from his friend.
Whatever. Yeah, so one cut off the other person's leg to try to claim insurance money. Yeah. And then they were caught.
Yep. Do you know how they got caught?
Hold on a sec. I just want to lay the basic details because it's a bit confusing. Yeah. So they were caught after trying to fraudulently... I mean, they didn't fraudulently...
He successfully lost his legs. Let's put it that
successfully
way.
He successfully... That is true, right?
He did. Yeah, he did. That happened. Both of them.
He is disabled.
He's disabled. 1.3 million check.
He thought he was going
to
get that.
He was supposed to, and they were going to.
Okay, so he didn't get the full... Okay, I just want to stop you for 1 second. I don't think 1.5 million, whether it's USD or Taiwanese D, you know, I don't think that's enough for giving away your legs.
I agree, dude.
Maybe if you're at a later stage in your life or
maybe
something.
Maybe a toe.
A toe for sure.
Maybe, guys, right? All right, what toe would you give up? Your pinky? The middle? I know the big one you need, right? That one
you definitely need.
Yeah, that one you definitely need. So
I also think you need your pinky toe because I feel like when you're grabbing...
Oh, like the...
To balance.
You need the outside grip?
Yeah. So maybe your middle toe is the most useless one.
Maybe, right?
Because it doesn't even have its own name.
And also, the big toe, you can use it in case you get rid of your thumb.
Oh, so you can...
It's your backup, bro. It's worth a lot.
Yeah, one toe is fine. But I don't even think it's worth losing your leg for $1 million. It's really not. Yeah, it's even worth... That's 500 per leg.
Yeah.
That's definitely not worth it. That's definitely not worth it.
Yeah.
Because you can't make any more money for the rest of your life.
Do you know how they got caught?
Does it first state how he got rid of the legs?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did he get rid of the legs?
So what do you think is how they did it? It's kind of smart. I have to give it to them.
I don't think that they're so crazy that they're willing to actually...
chop off each other's
legs.
That's what I thought too.
I don't think they're willing to do that. So maybe he ran over the person's legs with the car?
Okay, that's a good guess. Quick and painless.
I think it's very painful and not very quick, but
but better than sawing.
For the person that has to do the harm, it's hard to kill someone with a knife because you have to
go through all the layers.
Because you have to manually do it. Like there is a direct connection with
squirts,
feel it. But it's easier to kill someone with a gun.
Yeah.
Because it feels a little bit less personal as opposed to like stabbing someone to death with a knife, it's more personal.
Exactly.
I'm trying to say like the car would be a non-personal way of getting his legs removed.
Right.
How else do you remove legs if you're not cutting nor running them over?
The Criminal Investigation Bureau said the man soaked his feet for 10 hours in dry ice to get frostbite.
So he self-inflicted it?
Self-inflicted this shit.
Did his friend just have a hammer next door and
just fucking it broke like an icicle and shit?
Yeah, like pitting the whole thing, just smashing the pieces?
Yeah. But this is the thing. So for people that don't know, Taiwan is relatively hot.
Very hot.
Yeah. So the insurance company was asking, how the fuck?
Okay. Yeah.
It was just a simple question.
How did you get frostburn?
Yeah. They're like, yo, this place is pretty fucking hot, dog. How did you get frostbite on your feet? That's when they finally started investigating.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, that really would make sense. Did he have an excuse? Did it state what he said?
Pretty much. But the plant backfired when the medical staff thought his injuries seemed suspicious.
Yeah, very suspicious.
Yeah, they're like, dude, how do you lose both? He said that it was because it was late at night and it got really cold.
But the rest of his body would also have gotten...
That's exactly. So
it's like saying he went to the Arctic wearing just his, like, a down jacket and naked from the waist down, right?
Yeah. Yeah. His legs bore no shoes or sock marks, and his injuries appeared symmetrical.
Too symmetrical.
Which were inconsistent with a naturally occurring frostbite injury, investigators said.
Too symmetrical.
The weather on the night of January 26th was also nowhere close to below freezing, with its coldest temperature at about 42 degrees Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit, which is chilly, but not... It's not even freezing.
It's not,
it's
bro.
It's not freezing.
You just sweats in a hoodie, and you won't get frostbite. You won't get frostbite if you're butt naked out
Can
there.
Can I ask how old this person is, or how does he man. Look?
They tell their age,
tell their age, okay.
Guess.
This has to be someone young and dumb, or someone old and desperate.
Imagine it's like 44. I'm joking.
Okay, actually, why would a young person give up their legs? Because they're not that desperate for money.
You'll be surprised how young they are.
They're 18 years old? They're teenagers.
They're a little older than that.
They're in the
20s? Unfortunately. They're in the 20s. They are, I believe it said 24.
That's so 23. Young. That's so young to give up your legs.
Isn't that crazy, dude?
To think that you have no other means for your life to make money.
Right?
Do you think they did Kai by Bo, rock, paper, scissors for who was going to be the one to lose
their
leg?
I don't know, bro. They played a game of League of Legends. I don't know. One-on-one. I don't know.
This is like dumb criminal stuff, but I guess they didn't hurt anyone except for themselves.
Isn't that crazy? And the worst part is that when they found out all this shit was a scam,
yeah,
they had to return all their money.
I'm surprised they didn't go to jail, because insurance fraud a crime in the U.S. at least? So you can't get penalized by going to jail.
That is true. I just think that maybe Taiwan thought they're so dumb that's like they don't need to go to jail. This punishment is...
This is enough. He lost his legs.
The self-inflicting punishment is more than enough.
That's better than... That's worse than 5 to 10 years in prison, let's say.
Yeah. What's it? Just days before... Oh, his name is Zhang.
That makes a big difference.
Bought several expensive policies for life insurance, travel insurance, and accident insurance. So he probably thought like he was just like, catch me if you can or something.
That's so dumb. If you buy insurance and you immediately get a suspicious thing, that's something that's so easy to check, right? They could just check his Amazon previous purchases and see he bought like 2 tons of dry ice.
Yeah.
Very, very, very dumb. And also, I guess very high pain tolerance to be able to sit there. Because at a certain point, I assume it hurts.
I would say, yeah, especially if you put anything in dry ice. It's like a cold burn. It's still a burn sensation.
Yeah, it's
going
to hurt. So he had to tolerate through that pain.
Yeah, if it's dry ice. And it said, Zhang soaked his feet in dry ice and was admitted after the motorbike ride. So, but medical staff said something was amiss while assessing him.
Yo, imagine he went too... Imagine he was trying to use the dry ice. He went a little bit too high. He also lost his dick. You know what I mean, right? Because I assume he probably lost his legs from like the knees down or something, right? Maybe even the thighs down at best.
Right. So yeah.
Guys, once again, this proves that this is not real news. This is just whatever Ben found on the internet that was Asian related that happened to be kind of entertaining.
Yo, this is pretty wild. Like, these guys really thought they were gonna get away with it. And let's just say they got away with it. You know, like as soon as the money's like they're doing, they're like, yo, this was a terrible idea.
Because they have to split it 50-50.
Yeah.
I feel like the guy that didn't lose his legs should get a much smaller share. Well, actually, you know what?
He shouldn't get shit.
I was just going to say, what is even his role in this?
He's the one. Imagine it was his idea.
Yeah, it was his idea.
And he convinced the guy.
It's like, I had a great idea. I convinced you.
It's like, yo, Ben, we could get a lot of money. I just need you to shoot that guy over there. Run him over with the car. My car has some insurance on it, but it can't be me. But if it's you.
If it's you, we can get money.
Yeah, and then what you do, I'll Venmo it. I'll Venmo it. They'll never know.
I pinky promise I'll Venmo it too.
I'll Venmo, bro. Don't worry. Not cash, Venmo.
That second guy literally had no real role in this. No. Unless he's the one that planned it or just convinced his friend. Why does he get any of the money?
I don't know.
He shouldn't get any of the money at all.
Imagine he's like, I got the dry ice. I bought it or some shit.
I almost bet you that, what it says, 1 point something, right?
1.7.
That's probably not even USD.
Oh, shit, maybe. I don't know.
It's probably not even USD.
Imagine.
I don't know what the currency exchange rate is in Taiwan, but just imagine that comes out to like...
$40.
$40. Uber Eats coupon. That's it.
Yeah, it's like two rides back to the hospital. That's like all it is. That's all it is, bro.
Oh, that's fucking horrible. Okay.
All right. I'm
going to keep this rolling because I just came back from DC, like I said.
Uh-huh.
In DC, they have the DC Zoo.
Okay.
Which, as a side note, I love because it's free.
Oh, shit.
All the zoos that I've gone to, I've always had to pay for, but the DC Zoo is 100% free.
There you go.
100%. Not some limited like happy hour special or some shit.
No.
It's just 100% free. Anyways, the DC Zoo really sucked. And it really sucked because what the DC Zoo was previously known for prior to a couple months ago was having two giant panda bears.
Oh my God.
You remember? Pandas? Yes. Remember how
I thought they were gone here.
Yes, they're gone. From the DC Zoo was what was taken a couple months ago.
Oh.
What was even sadder was when you go to the zoo, you can tell that was their main attraction because a lot of the architecture, the photos, the whole
you saw like remnants,
design,
remnants,
yeah.
And like old like past evidence.
Even the gift shops were called like the panda gift shop.
Oh no, that's so sad.
It's all still there because it's very recent. They just lost their panda bears 2 months ago, like 2-3 months ago, right? We talked about it on this podcast.
Right.
I'm trying to say that it's very sad because aside from the panda bears and maybe the elephants, right?
They have elephants?
They have like 3 elephants at least. Shit. Yeah, they have everything. But the panda bears were gone. So what I did was I went to one of
that's what that was.
I went to the gift shop and they must have not been told in advance because they still have a lot of panda gear.
Oh, they do.
They have
yeah.
so much panda gear. So much panda gear. They have like panda shirts. So I bought this panda.
Is that a shot glass?
It's either a shot glass or an espresso cup, right?
Oh, yeah. We're alcoholics. I totally forgot that's a thing.
What's the difference between a shot glass and an espresso cup? Nothing.
You know what? You're right.
Nothing. There is actually no difference.
One's in the morning.
Yeah.
One could possibly be in the morning still. You know, it depends how much you drink.
Actually, they're both 24 hours. I have them both across the whole day. It doesn't matter. So I bought this panda shot glass / espresso cup because I assume at some point this is going to be limited edition. All right. Yo, it is, right? Because this is Washington, D.C., but they no longer have pandas. Because when they sell through their stock of panda gear, they're not going to make more. Right. They're not.
So the question is, do you have more of your limited edition panda stuff? Do you have?
No, I just want this one thing.
Just that one thing.
Just one thing. So I'm going to keep this, guys. I think this is kind of funny to have something where it's no longer there.
Yo, that's kind of sad, too.
It is sad.
It's kind of like when you go to like your boy's house
yeah.
and they just went through a breakup, but they still have like all this stuff from their past relationship. Like pictures and shit. It's like, bro, you still got Sarah's shit around here, bro?
Yeah, it's like so recent.
Yeah, it's like, bro, delete these pictures, bro. It's like, what if we get back? What if the pandas come back, bro?
You think that's why they're still like have all the gear?
Yeah, they're hoping, yo, they're going to come back. They're going to come back, I promise.
Xi Jinping's going to change his mind.
Yeah.
And they're going to come back.
Oh, that's so sad. But that's really cool that they had pandas.
Anyways, in more panda-related news, I have lots of panda news
today.
It's
all panda.
I got panda. I actually have 3
pandas. Pandemonium.
I got 3 panda stories. So,
all right.
Xi Jinping took away the 2 panda bears from Washington, D.C., but he is giving 2 new panda bears to the San Francisco Zoo.
Wow, dude, that's even worse. It's like, now you found out where your ex has gone to?
Oh, that is
man, bro. Xi Jinping's a dick, bro. Playing with our hearts.
They should just take all the panda gear from DC and just ship it to
They should SF sell it.
And just like, remark it.
Cross it off.
Cross off DC, right?
Oh, SF. That's fucked up, bro.
So Xi Jinping is donating 2 giant panda bears to the San Francisco Zoo sometime early next year. And there is no timeline. Like, there is no... What is it, like a lease date, right?
It's not a car. It's not an apartment.
We don't know if it's a 36-month lease or like a 24-month lease. I haven't been able to find how long the bears are going to be there for, but usually they're there for like 3-year leases and stuff.
Sounds like an apartment.
I'm being very serious.
It just sounds like a fucking apartment.
No, it's a car. Apartments come in 1 or 2-year leases.
Okay.
Cars usually come in 3. So
right.
Sometime next year, you people that live in a San Francisco will still have a lot of homeless people, but you also have 2 new homed bears that are coming to your zoo.
It's a good trade.
It's pretty good.
I was going to say what DC should do is just get some like brown bears or black bears. Just paint them. Who's going to know, right?
They have 1 red bear.
They have a red bear?
Have you seen a red bear in person? They're really, really small.
Red panda?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, red panda bear.
They are really small.
Yeah, they're really small.
They don't look like bears. They look like foxes.
They look like a... Was it like
an otter?
Like a raccoon with a sunburn.
Yeah.
It's pretty much this is the exact same size.
Like a ginger raccoon.
So I think part of the reason why San Francisco got the bears, and this is just 100% speculation, right? 100%. Xi Jinping actually visited San Francisco a couple months ago.
Oh, dude, then.
Right. What are the chances that he visited your town and then 2 months later he's like,
he saw the Warriors play. He's like, yo, Steph Curry's pretty lit. Let me give you some pandas.
That's what he's saying. More pandas.
He's like, yo, San Fran, I like you here. Yo, give him two.
So they're getting two pandas.
Damn.
So good for them, bad for us, because I've never seen a panda and I want to see a panda.
I feel like we have. In my heart, I just feel like I can picture it.
The Bronx Zoo has never had a panda.
What about
what zoos have you gone to?
Long Island Zoo.
They definitely don't have pandas.
Oh, what about the one in Hawaii? Is it too hot in there?
I feel like it is too hot in there. And I haven't been to that zoo enough that
I can't remember.
Accidentally saw pandas.
SeaWorld?
Swimming pandas?
Yeah, it's like SeaWorld has them, right?
Okay, in my final bit of panda news, because I got a lot of panda news today.
Oh, you do? Panda.
There
panda,
is a special
panda.
Baby panda that was born in South Korea.
Yeah. Wait, born?
Born. So what happened was there was two full-grown adults, pandas that were leased.
Damn, yo.
This time they were on a 15-year mortgage over to South Korea. So in 2016, China gave South Korea
a fixed mortgage.
Two bears, a fixed rate mortgage on two bears.
All right, cool.
For 15 years.
They paid it all
which
off.
Which is a very long time.
That is very long.
15 years. So while those two bears were in Korea, you know, K love, K dramas, too much K love dramas.
They K fucked.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what they did, bro.
So they got pregnant in South Korea. And they gave birth to a new bear who was named Fu Bao.
Fu Bao?
That's the least.
That's not even Korea. Fu Bao Park.
Well,
at
the
least.
Parents were.
Fu Bao Kim.
The parents were Li Bao and Ai Bao.
Li Bao?
And Ai Bao.
Isn't that like the buns? That sounds really cute.
I don't know which Bao it is, but yes.
Bao.
So the kid was named Fu Bao.
Fu Bao.
But the kid.
That is a cute name, though.
Was born in 2020 and is now being sent back to Korea. It's being sent back to China. It's being sent back to China.
I'm so sad about all these, you know, returning.
Returning pandas.
Yeah.
But the parents are by themselves in Korea now, but the kid is being sent back to China.
How long do pandas live for again? Like 300 years?
Forever, I guess.
Like as long as America?
They must live for longer than this 15-year lease at least, right?
So there's a good chance they could,
come back?
K-fuck
again?
K-fuck, you know?
Yeah. It could.
K-produce.
Remember, like, panda bears are notorious for being very.
They're very bad at. The K fucking.
They're very bad at
K-fucking. They're bad at the sexing.
They're very, very bad at that.
Very bad.
Anyway, so apparently when this baby Fu Bao, which is 1, 2, 3, 4 years old now, went back to China.
Oh.
Lots of Korean people were crying.
I would cry. I want to cry right now.
Kind of a big deal. So they lost one panda. They had three. Now technically they only had two pandas and they magically had a third panda and it's being sent back. So I think that is all the panda news that I have for this month.
All right.
I can confirm there's no bears in DC. San Francisco is getting two bears. South Korea is losing one baby bear.
All right, guys. That's the pandemonium.
That's the panda news.
Panda news.
That's our monthly panda news.
I like how it's like a ticker. Like it's like stock market. It's like, oh, guys, we're down one. We're down one. We should sell. All right.
You know what it feels like? You know how sometimes what parents used to do here in America was they would have a kid. And then this is for Asian Americans, maybe just Chinese Americans, where they would have a kid here. And then they would send that kid soon after birth to go back to China. And to, let's say, live with the grandparents for years. And then the kid would get sent back when it was time for schooling here in America. So let's say...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? We had a lot of friends that were like sent back to China for a couple years. To work in the factories. And then made them strong citizens. And they came back to America at some point, like let's say for first grade or something.
Yeah.
So this feels like what the two panda bears are doing. They're sending their kid back to China for a couple of years. And then maybe like in 2-3 years, they'll be sent back to South Korea.
Reliving the pastime.
Yeah. Okay, Ben. What is next on your list of shitty Asian news topics?
Oh, these are very hard hitting. Okay. 61,000 pounds of Trader Joe's chicken soup dumplings recalled due to possible contamination with hard plastic.
Can you say that a little bit louder? I'm not sure how low your volume was.
Oh, 61,000 pounds of Trader Joe's chicken soup dumplings.
Oh, Xiaolongbao.
Recall due to possible contamination with hard plastic.
All right, guys. So if you're one of those like crazy Costco people on the internet.
That love Trader Joe's and shit.
Oh, so sorry. Trader Joe's.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did I hear Costco's?
I don't.
You know what?
It kind of sounds the same. It's the same shit.
It's not that it sounds the same.
Just
it's that
bigger.
People that love Costco usually also love Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
It's like that vibe. That
yeah.
Specific vibe of like
society,
yeah, that just loves those two things. Okay, and Trader Joe's has a history of always like I don't want to use the word knocking off Asian products, but they do have a relatively vast selection of Asian products in their store,
yes,
which is
do.
Weird for a American supermarket. They make a lot of their own products of Asian food, like the kimbap thing from a couple of...
Right. Yeah, there was a big thing about how like Trader Joe's making a lot of Korean dishes, like a lot of Korean short ribs,
yep.
Korean glass noodles, the Korean kimbap.
Yes. They also make a lot of South Asian dishes as well, like a lot of Indian stuff, a lot of curries.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of Chinese food as well.
You know what's crazy about them is that it's kind of pretty accurate what they do. It's like you could tell they actually try to... Their R&D was actually pretty spot on.
Yeah, like the ingredient list is pretty spot on.
Yeah.
I don't know about the flavors on some of them, though. Yeah, the flavors are weird, but like I would say the quality of the foods seems pretty decent, and they're trying their best to do it. It's just that they never really do most things where the final product, the taste test, is actually good. To me, of the stuff I've tried, I've never said like, oh, this tastes much better than like original shitty... Okay, take for instance, they have the scallion pancakes, right?
Right.
Chinese scallion pancake.
Okay.
They have a version of theirs, and apparently people love it. All these Guaylos love it, and all these the weird Costco Trader Joe's people love it.
Yeah.
I tried them. Like, this is not any better than a random cheap Chinese scallion pancake from the freezer at a Chinese supermarket. Like,
right.
Like a random one that I'll close my
like
eyes and
GW
pick.
Like a GW or something.
A random one I pick my thing, and like, oh, this is better than this Trader Joe's version to me when I've had stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what is it called? Xiaolongbao soup dumplings?
Chicken soup dumplings.
Just the chicken ones.
Apparently, yep. Yeah. So also, guys, if you have any of your pantry, you're going to die. So throw them out, please. But let's see. What else does it say? It said that more than of the 61,000 pounds, right, are being recalled due to possible contamination with a hard plastic from a permanent marker.
So one guy threw a permanent marker?
I don't know how many permanent markers, but it says permanent marker.
Singular marker.
So I don't know if they like was that. So one got shredded somehow.
Oh,
maybe.
Let's say they were mixing up the dough or something, and
that's
they got shredded to the dough.
And maybe he had it in like his little chest pocket, you know, and it just fell out.
Isn't
he's
it?
Like, imagine like, ah, it's fine. No one's gonna know.
No one's gonna know.
Imagine.
2 months later, oh, we're recalling the whole batch.
Oh, that Sharpie. Oh shit, I forgot. You're right. I think it did fall in.
Isn't it crazy how one small thing like that? Not to say that it's not good, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
good that they do these recall things, right?
Uh-huh.
But one small thing like that probably cost. Who knows how much money, right? The cost of the stuff you're throwing out, the cost of whatever logistical work it takes to recall products, and then like the damage it does to your reputation probably has a dollar cost to it as well, right?
Yeah.
Just this one guy who maybe leaned over 45 degrees and his Sharpie fell out of his pocket.
And he's like, oh shit, you're right. Where's my favorite marker?
Maybe he didn't even know it fell in.
I don't think so. Imagine the cameras or something. It's like, Joe, we have a problem here.
Anyway, so... The good thing is when a pen falls through at a random Chinese brand, you probably don't know about it. You're just eating that plastic. But Trader Joe's is honest enough where they actually recall some of their products.
Yes.
Okay, Ben, have you heard about the recent $1.3 billion jackpot? The Powerball.
Yeah. Oh, I think I know where you're going with this. Yes, yes,
so
yes,
one of the more recent $1.3 billion, that's B, like Ben, billion-dollar jackpot, which is, just as a side note, when we were kids growing up, I don't ever remember these pots growing that big. But in the past couple
years... Yeah, people are just gambling more, dude.
In the past couple years...
It wasn't this crazy.
There have been multiple billion plus jackpots, whether it's the Powerball or the Mega Millions, right?
Yeah.
There have been multiple times when it's gone above $1 billion.
Yeah.
But I never remember it being that large before.
You know what it is? It's because, you know how it's like three digits and it could go up to... Direct 999 million, right? We never saw that happening where it went past that. It was always like at like the half billion mark.
Yeah, some of these billboards don't even have enough.
They don't have enough
lines to go up to a billion or something.
Yeah,
right. It's either that or people are winning less. So you know how the pot always keeps growing when you don't win.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't win, the pot keeps growing, right? So in theory, if someone wins at like 10 million, then it just always resets back to 10 million.
Yeah,
but because no one is winning every week, that the pot keeps growing and growing. So is that a little bit of conspiracy theory as to like?
I just think people are just gambling more. There's more people on the earth or in the United States, I guess.
You're saying the frequency of wins is the same, but because more people are playing at the same time, the pot is just bigger.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Asian part of this is a Laos-born immigrant won the more recent $1.3 billion Powerball lottery. That's insane. And the kicker is he's been battling cancer for over 8 years.
Yeah.
And he's in his 40s. Because when I saw a picture of him, I thought he was a little bit older, but I guess that's probably the
the loss of the, from the chemo.
Exactly. So yep. he's been battling cancer for 8 years, it says. He's 46 years old. I won't say his name, but you guys can just quickly...
You can't even pronounce it.
I can. It's Charlie. His nickname is Charlie.
Oh, got you.
Charlie Safin.
I look here, I'm not going to say his name. All I do is reverse psychology. I was even trying to trick you. And you're like, yeah, dude, how hard is Charlie? Charlie Villanueva. What's wrong with you, bro? His address? I got that too.
I had to prove to you that I could say it. Okay. Sorry, Charlie. Sorry.
You gave a whole speech and everything, but yeah.
The few thousand people that listen to this episode now know your name. So if you have a couple thousand people knocking at your door.
I'll never tell you the secret. I guess he's not telling the secret because he's... Yeah.
God. Anyway, so he's splitting the $1.3 billion with his himself, his wife,
yeah,
and his friend, who is apparently a little bit older. And I won't say his friend's name, but his...
I heard that's also hard to pronounce.
Is it?
I don't know. Tell me.
Fuck that. His friend's name is Liza Chow.
What's wrong with you?
Liza Chow.
What's wrong with you?
Liza Chow.
Okay. You actually looked it up.
They both live in Oregon. What? You said I can't pronounce that name. Oh, it's just God, Liza.
That's how you tricked me.
I also forgot to say his name, his wife's name. It's his wife's name is Dwanpin Safin. What?
You're like, I'm not gonna say their names.
Their names are over the news articles anyway, so it doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's crazy. Okay,
it's crazy.
All right, but this is the fourth largest Powerball ever, which means there were three other ones that were over a billion, that were more than 1.3.
I remember a few. I think there was more billion one.
And this is the eighth largest just game jackpot history in the U.S. Yo, props to him. I don't know at what stage he's at right now because there are no details about his health.
Right.
But it seems like he's been battling it for 8 years and he had his a chemo treatment very recently. So he's not in a recession if he just had the treatment. So
right.
Is it recession? No, that's the economy.
Remission. His cancer is currently in deflation. It wasn't inflation.
I said recession.
It's in recess. At least you didn't say recess, dude.
All right, sorry, Charlie. Charlie.
This is why Lindsay's not a doctor. Good news. You're the cancer thing. It's on retreat. It's retreating.
All right. So
oh shit.
I'm very, very glad. I don't know Charlie personally, but I would like to know him personally.
Yeah, I bet you would, motherfucker.
I'm just trying to say, like, it is nice to know that someone that's going through something very hard is the one winning this, and that he's splitting it with his friend and his wife and stuff. Cause I don't know, because he's the only one that went there to accept the check. So that in theory means that only he bought the check.
So
I'm going to guess that he's just giving some of it to his close friend.
From what I remember, it was a pool. It was like at least $100 or something that it did.
Yeah.
So it was a good amount.
Okay.
So it's kind of, you know, that kind of shows the strategy of like, oh, if everyone just like collectively puts in a good amount.
So it's just a pool between three people then.
It was just three though.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy. But like you said, the wife that we'll name, you know.
Liza.
Okay. In the shadows.
Yeah, Liza.
And the friend.
And the friend.
Yes.
What's the friend's name? Let me look at
this guy. I think Liza was a friend.
Liza was the friend.
And then, yeah, the wife was the more harder name to pronounce.
Which I won't pronounce again.
We can find you'll find the links of the address down below in our description. If you want to send a nice little letter.
If they own property, you can look up their property record to find out exactly where. I'm
just kidding. No, you're not.
Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is like it's a very good story. Immigrant person. Battling through cancer, splitting with his friend. I think, like, unless he turns out to be a complete jackass, I think it's good for him. And a part of me hopes that because he has so much money now, that he can get really, really, like, top-tier medical care. Because when you have that much kind of money, right? Some people think, what do you spend it on? When you're battling through cancer, you spend as much of that money on whatever could possibly cure you or help you.
Yeah, you might be gone. Damn, I wonder. Yeah, imagine he paid off all his bills. That's good for him.
Fuck the bills. I'm just saying. You do every treatment in Switzerland and Colombia. Like, you fly around, you do
pay it all off. Just whatever treatment's out there.
Yeah, just do it. Buy it. As long as it's not, like, detrimental to your health further, just do everything. Like, get the best doctors, pay for that shit out of pocket. Fuck insurance, right? Fuck insurance now, right?
He is insurance.
He is his own goddamn insurance, right? He'll just pay for everything out of pocket, get the best that he can, so that even if he's not able to stop the cancer, that he can maybe extend his life or have a better quality of life for his remaining years, right?
Right.
He is actually a person in a situation which would have good use for the money.
Right. Isn't it crazy? Like, when you hear some stuff like that, you're just like, man, there has to be some kind of God. Like, what are the chances? You know, it's so crazy what he's going to cancer and then he wins the fucking lottery. That's like a movie script, bro. That's Hollywood.
So Hollywood God or Hollywood lottery God, if you're listening, Ben has a bad knee and I have a bad ankle. So we could also use some help.
We don't need the billion. We could use like the 5,000 a week for life.
We'll just take whatever you win off the scratch off things.
That's what we're saying, right? You know? Oh, what's it? I think, how much was the winning?
$1.3 billion, and I think he's only gonna net like $600 or $500.
Even less, $400.
$400?
$400. That means a billion's gone in taxes.
Almost, yeah.
Holy shit.
Who's getting that billion?
Oregon? The government.
Oregon? Because it's from the state of Oregon.
Is that what happens all the time? I have no idea. Or the state that wins it? Is that how it works?
Oh, but the game is actually across multiple states. So do the states split that?
I don't know.
It would make sense if the states split it, as opposed to like,
they should split that.
They should split it, right? Because let's say...
And to us. we're a state.
We're a state.
Oh.
We're the state of Worst Asian Pod. Yeah, we're fine. Yeah. So props to Charlie, Liza, and let me find her name.
Oh, my God. What's her name? DuPont?
Duan Pin.
Oh, Duan Pin. I said DuPont.
DuPont. So props to them. I hope they find the best doctors possible. I hope he extends his life or has the best quality life that he can with that money, because he actually has a good use for that money.
Yeah, he's like the only one who's like, oh, no one complained.
No one.
Everyone's like, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck her. Now it's like, oh, congratulations. Everyone's actually applauding.
Because usually it's like, oh, this guy's only 23 years old. What the fuck does he know how to do, right?
You know, it's like, oh, we're giving the money to someone that actually really fucking needs it. Like, oh, you know what?
But we don't know about Liza.
We need her on the show.
Or him. We don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, who the fuck knows, right? All right, Ben, what's your next news article story?
All right, guys. You know...
Wait, how many have you given me so far?
I've given you two. That sounded a little sexual. I've given you two. I'm going to give you three.
This might be your last
third STD. Okay. Yes.
So, no, please stop.
Please stop. No. I'm full. So, what do we love talking about because of Linji? About Japan's...
declining birth rate.
Bingo!
The news episode has only panda news and declining birth rate news.
Right.
Ben, which Asian country is not fucking enough?
It's going to be back to the OG, Japan.
OG Japan.
Yeah. This is kind of sad. Yo, honestly, the more we cover Japan, the more we're like, over years, we're like, yo, Japan actually needs to like work on their birth rate.
But we've also talked about Japan conquering every country, so maybe they're getting what they deserve right now.
Damn. Japan, give us a call at 8100.
Worst.
So, yeah, worst. Japan's millennial-old Naked Man Festival.
Millennium-old...
Millennia.
Millennia-old, so it's... That's a thousand.
That's 10 years? That's
thousands, right?
Is it 100?
No, that's centennial. Ben's making the face. I'm pretty sure, yeah. Centennial. Century.
Recession?
Recession. Depression.
So, ending because of population decline.
Oh, so this festival that's been going on for thousands of years is now ending because there's not enough naked men.
Not enough people, bro.
Why don't they just have the old people just continue to go out there? It's not like they need to refresh the men with younger men.
I think that's all it is. Now it's just older dudes.
So that's fine.
I think the younger people aren't... So the younger crowd is not participating anymore.
If this is the festival that I'm thinking of, they're not actually naked. They're just wearing one of those sumo-esque kind of things around.
I have a picture. You're correct, sir.
Yeah. So it's not like they're naked. It's not
an orgy.
Yeah, it's not an orgy.
It's borderline orgy. It's borderline.
I mean, at a certain age, how many orgies can you have, Rez?
That's true. You know, your knees are sore.
Yeah, it's not good anymore.
You know, like, you get a little winded.
And it's in public.
Yeah, you have to stretch, you know? Like, things
are sad.
So, yeah, Tokyo. In near-freezing winter temperatures and wearing nothing but white loincloths, throngs of men wrestle one another.
Thongs of men?
Throngs.
Throngs of men.
Of men wrestle one another in a bid to claim a talisman during Japan's Somensai Festival, also known as the Naked Man Festival. But in the event... set to have run over 1,000 years, you're correct, at the secluded Kokusekiji Temple.
You're giving a lot of information, Ben.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, there's just not getting enough people to participate in it.
That kind of sucks.
It does kind of suck, right?
It does kind of suck, because things like this are what keeps like a heritage going. You know, small events, festivals, traditions like this get passed on. Things that can't get passed on via just like the internet and all this bullshit nowadays, right?
Right.
These kind of festivals are kind of cool. It's like how we have... What's the thing in New York City where they dive into cold water in Coney Island? Like the a polar bear dive or something where a bunch of guys...
Isn't this just like the cold plunge?
The cold plunge? No, that's just a thing. But you know how they have something in the winter time where they go into Coney Island and they go in their bikinis and they dive into that freezing water? It's like a plunge gun. That's not thousands of years old, but I'm just trying to say like there is tradition. I don't know what in New York City is thousands of years old. Technically nothing because this country is only 400 years old. Yo, when I was in DC, right? And I was talking to my parents, they're like, this stuff is old, right? They were looking at old buildings and stuff, but we were talking like America's ancient, quote unquote ancient. And they're like, there's stuff in China and like Europe and stuff that's thousands of years old that's been preserved, right? This stuff is a baby, a toddler. It's old for this country, but it's a baby, a toddler compared to everything else in the world.
Right. People don't remember, like, there's other civilizations that spanned it for thousands of years.
Yeah, tens of thousands of years.
America's not even, it's not even 500 yet.
It's not.
So, you know, like China, right?
Yeah.
Korea, even Japan. You know, like, even the British Empire is fucking old as fuck.
Yeah.
Compared to America.
So, like, our old is really not that old. So, I don't know what traditions we have here that's been passed around that's going to lose. But it is kind of sad. And I read the same thing about... You know how in Japan, there's lots of, let's say, mom and pop's businesses that just do like one niche thing for a while?
There's a lot. And the food there is really cool.
And let's say you do, I don't know, name something stupid like...
I was going to say like Japanese pancakes, right?
Well, that's like a more new trend. I'm trying to say like, let's say there's like a...
Oh, like tonkatsu.
No, I'm trying to think of like...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm trying to think of like a very niche specific thing, right?
That
let's say it's
Japan does?
Yeah, let's say it's like blowfish liver, right? There's one shop that just makes like
something with green tea, I guess.
Something very specific.
Okay.
But the store owners are very old and the kids obviously don't want to do something like that anymore. So,
oh, God. Yeah, yeah.
So like those types of stores, those types of businesses, even though they're very popular, they're doing very well financially, people always buy.
Right.
They're going to close no matter what because nobody wants to take it over.
Yes.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Whether it's the kids and even if you try to do like extended family, maybe you have like a niece or a nephew, everyone of that younger generation doesn't want to slave away for some random thing like that anymore.
That's
so there's
true.
Lots of shops and businesses and unique niche items and whether it be food or fabrics or clothing or like tools or whatever that's just gonna be lost because like you said kids are just don't want to do it anymore and there's not enough of those kids.
Right. You know, that's why it's really important during this month try to just support Asian American, you know, small businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like this actually pertains to it very, very well. There's this one in Japan where like it's a really old ramen shop. But the parents can't run it anymore, so now they have the daughters running it. And they're fairly young. They're in their 20s.
Oh, that's very young to be doing that.
Right. You know, and I guess it's kind of like it's one of the few instances where the kinship wants to take over.
Yeah.
You know, where like you said, a lot of them don't want to do this kind of stuff.
They don't.
Because people don't realize, like, during restaurant work, you have to almost be there every day, 6 days a week usually at least. And you're working from lunchtime till dinner.
Yeah.
You know, so how much of your own life are you sacrificing?
Plus, even if your place is very busy, you're not really making that much money for the amount of hours that you put in.
Exactly.
You could obviously be making a good living and like being paying off your employees and stuff like that, but it's not the amount of work you put in is not necessarily a direct correlation to how much you're bringing back, even if you are profitable.
Right. What's it? In the story, which is really cool, is that they still have things that...
In where?
In Astoria.
Astoria.
Astoria, Queens. And... What's cool about Astoria is that they still have a pretty good like Japanese population, I guess. It's the best that you can find.
In New York City, which is very sad.
Right.
You're weird.
They had Japan Fest, but like it was really cool just... And this is the thing too. When you work in a kitchen, they're working in the middle of the street. It was like 70 plus degrees. It was a takoyaki stand, which is the octopus balls.
We love our balls.
Yeah.
Spherical shaped objects in my mouth.
Yeah. And that shit is hot. Like the grill is hot.
Yep.
You know, you're just feeling all that temperature just off your face. So, yeah, restaurant work is not easy.
It's not easy, and they don't get paid enough for that shit. So I can understand why a younger generation in Japan, even if, let's say, their restaurant has been passed around for 4, 5, 6 generations or something.
Right, yeah.
Would not want to take over because unless you don't have any other options or you really are dedicated to that specific craft,
right?
Then it's not... It really just doesn't make a lot of sense. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know, that's kind of like... It's not really Asian-based, but pizzerias too.
What do you mean?
Like the parents that first came to America and they opened like a pizza shop and now their kid is running it. You know, it's kind
of
like...
There's only a few of those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like even like the really good pizza joints might be on the brink of extinction, like our pandas.
Yeah, like our pandas.
You know, our good old pandas.
Xi Jinping's taking away our pizza also.
You imagine?
like, your lease is up.
You know, a lot of the old pizza shops, sorry guys, this is like a tangent, but a lot of the old pizza shops in New York City that have the authentic like wood-fired ovens, those are going to be open forever because those are grandfathered in. You can no longer open a new restaurant and have like a coal/wood-fired oven.
Is it also because like it's a
fire hazard? That's why. Okay, it's right. But if you have a pre-existing one, they're not going to just tell you to like shut it down, right? So those pizzerias that have that are going to be open forever. Even if the current owners don't want to continue the business, they can just sell the business to another person and then they'll run the same exact thing.
Got you.
And like it has a very unique taste. You've had it before. The crust is a bit more burned. It's a bit more charred.
Right. It's crispier, you would say.
Yeah. It is like very, very good. So stuff like that. Hopefully, you know, by the time like, give it
it's
like...
all said and done. 20 years maybe?
Oh, yeah,
less
right.
Maybe less than.
You know what? At the same time, the Japanese people are living forever, so you just hope that they keep doing those businesses. Because I've seen a lot of YouTube videos where those old stores are run by 70, 80-year-old people that are still working.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Which is crazy.
And you see them, they're like their backs are hunched over like crazy.
And they're still cooking and cutting and going there all day. It's like, it's simultaneously sad, but also very adorable.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. It's, they got to stay active. You know, so it's kind of a good thing for them.
Okay, so my final bit of news, unless you have something quick that you want to go through,
go for
is we've been to Hawaii. Have you ever been to
and Linji, romantically?
Have you ever been to the Haiku Stairs, the staircase
to heaven, kind of thing? I kept wanting to go. I just missed opportunity, but I do want to. But it's also dangerous.
In Honolulu, there is this particular trail, and it's been closed for as long as I've been. It's been officially closed,
right? Yes,
for as long as I've been to going in there. You can sneak in because there is a very narrow mountainside that has these steps, these wooden steps that are built in, and you climb it, and it has amazing views, especially during sunset and sunrise.
Yeah.
But because it's in a secluded area and because it's very narrow, people tend to either hurt themselves on trail and have to be rescued and stuff like that.
It's very dangerous.
So that trail has been closed for a long time. For my first time in Hawaii was in 20...
At least almost a decade,
2014.
I would say. 2014. Almost a decade.
2014?
Though, right?
2014, yeah. Wow. So it's been closed for... It's been officially closed for a very long time, meaning that people that wanted to go had to sneak in. And by sneaking, all you had to do was just go past the rail.
Yeah. They're not going to stop you.
It's not. After a couple of years, they put a guard there during the day, but so you would have to sneak in at night. So people would go there at night.
I didn't know that.
Because the guard would leave after his shift and then you would sneak in at night. But people kept sneaking in. And then I think over the course of 5 years, there were nearly 200 rescue attempts because people got stranded or hurt themselves while on the thing. So obviously the government pays for that, right? And it's dangerous. Right. And like people that live in that neighborhood are like, why the fuck are people going up this thing at like 3 a.m. in the morning and stuff, right? So now they're in the process of officially closing it, but actually removing the stairs.
Oh, shit.
So now it's going to be gonzo because the stairs were there.
That
was the whole point. You could sneak in, could still do the stairs, but now they're starting the process of officially moving every stair and rail and everything so that there is no stairway to heaven anywhere. There is no haiku stair trail thing. So even if you sneak up, I guess technically you could sneak up and just hike the trail normally, but
it's very narrow.
It's very narrow.
It's very, very
so
narrow.
So in theory, it's even more dangerous without the physical
stairs.
You need
the stairs, and those stairs they're not maintained.
They're covered
in moss. They're wet. It's slippery.
Because they're closed. They're not maintained. That's the whole point, right?
Right.
They've been closed for like over a decade. So anyways, that thing is gone. And a part of me is a bit sad because every time I've gone earlier prior to having my son, we thought about going, okay, let's wake up at like this time in the morning.
Right, yeah.
Start the trail before the guard gets there and like catch the sunrise and everything. Like every time, but we've always overslept every single time.
Right.
You know, sometimes we would wake up at 5 and be like, should we really go or just keep sleeping?
Right.
And it just kept sleeping because you would think, I'll just do this at some point. And then I had my son. And I'm like, I'm never going to do that again because I'm not going to take my son there.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's fucking dangerous as hell.
Right, exactly.
And now the fact that it's fully closed means that you and I would probably never, ever get to do a period.
Yeah, that is kind of sad.
Because you have nothing to live for, so you could take the chance.
I could, yeah. I could live for that moment.
Yeah, that's it. One moment.
The sad part about it is like, if you see pictures of it, it looks absolutely beautiful. It looks like something straight out of the movies.
Or the show Lost.
Or Lost,
which was shot in Hawaii.
Man, that's a good show to fucking be a part of. Imagine you're the cast. You're like you're working on set, but you're working in Hawaii.
Yeah,
for like years. Oh man.
Or it would be horrible if you like constantly get sunburned.
Oh, yeah. If you just hate like the beach and
the
shit.
The beach and sand and shit.
Oh, yeah. Like that big dude, the fat guy. Remember? I think he loved it there. You have no idea who I'm talking about.
No. One final thing about that fat guy on Lost. Uh-huh. I remember because me and my wife really loved Lost. We used to watch it week to week, right?
Yeah.
But that fat guy, I kept thinking, there is no way he has not lost weight when he's been on this island this whole time.
You would think on the contrast, like, yo, to make it realistic.
Over the course of the show, they were there for months, up to a year, even longer, right? Or something, right? Whatever. They were there for a long time during the duration of the show's events. But I'm thinking, like, he didn't lose any weight because you would just instantaneously drop weight when you're lost on the island.
Yeah, you would think, like, the very next day, being stranded, he's like, yo, I dropped 15 pounds.
Pretty much, yeah.
But I guess it's because of what the show's, I don't care if I spoil it, they were dead to start. It's like, oh, so he had to stay fat.
Because in heaven, you don't lose weight.
Yeah, you look exactly like we're supposed to. But if they wanted to confuse our guests, you should have told, I forgot his name. Nice guy, but it's like,
Hurley.
Hurley. Oh, shit. Was it Hurley?
It was Hurley.
Holy crap. Good memory. So he could have just been like, Hurley, you have to kind of like lose a few pounds.
Before you die.
Yeah. Or at least like get really dark so you look slimmer, maybe. But.
Okay. Final question. Imagine there is a heaven. Just for discussion's sake. Imagine there is a heaven.
Okay.
But when you go to heaven, you look like how you are at the point that you die. Forever.
Oh, okay.
Eternity.
Okay.
Which would suck because if you live a very long life,
that means... Yeah, I was saying, what if you're really old?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which would suck because you're really, really old, right? But just imagine you're like, you're just about to start your hardcore diet, right? You're like, this is week one of my life reversing. This is the last part of my shitty part of my life. I'm going to lose all this weight.
Like, I'm fucking determined.
You're determined. You bought all the equipment. You're like, you're actually going to do it. You can lose all this weight. And then you get hit by a car.
Yo.
And then you go to heaven. You're like, holy fuck, because you still have all this motivation built up in your brain, right?
Right.
But now you're physically trapped in this body forever.
Yeah. But I guess the only good silver lining to that is that I now look at the people that are like in the 80s and 90s. I look better than them, though.
Oh, because you can still physically move.
Yeah, like, you know, think about all the greats that like pass away really like terribly.
Yeah.
So, okay. I look better than, you know.
Wouldn't it also suck if you die as a kid?
Oh, that'd be just sad.
Because you could never go through puberty.
And also, like, imagine you just stay as a kid.
Yeah, that's mentally, what I mean. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, you mean mentally as a kid?
Yeah, like mentally.
I don't think that's possible because even if you are physically like a kid forever, your brain still would age.
What if you don't? That's the whole point of heaven.
You stay immature forever?
What if that's the whole point of heaven, right?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, but that means also, all right, we have so many questions. It's like, all right, guys, next episode, Asian Heaven and Hell, where we talk about like what it's like.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we're on to our favorite part of the whole podcast, is ranting and raving, where Ben and I like to bitch about something bad or rave about something good. Ben, what do you have to bitch about today?
Ooh.
Or should I go first?
You should go first.
Okay.
I have to find them.
Old Korean people, I don't like them.
Old Korean people?
Old Korean people, I don't like them.
Why?
You know what I should do? I should find the dash cam footage off my car.
Oh, shit. You have evidence. Okay. I want to hear this.
So though. I was driving into an H Mart. Very Asian of me. I was driving into an H Mart, and the parking lot was relatively full. But this one car had pulled out and left, right?
Okay.
And I was like, okay. No one else is queued up for this spot. Because, you know, like in a parking lot, there's a certain kind of etiquette where if a car is like closest to the person that's leaving or he has a signal on, then that person should get the spot, right?
Yeah, of course.
Something like that.
There are laws to this. Yeah, the unwritten rule.
So a car had just left the spot finally. And then there was, I quickly looked around. There was no other cars that were signaling forward. There was no other cars that were like closer by. So I'm like, this spot is mine. So I started driving to it. And the parking lot is also adjacent to the street, right?
Kind of picture, right? Yeah.
So then this old Korean lady comes out of the street side car and stands in front of this, in this spot.
Oh, okay.
To save this spot for her husband who is driving a car who is on the street side.
Oh, man.
So not even in the parking lot. But
yeah.
I guess... That car was about to pull into the parking lot. She was
watching that for a while then.
So I pulled up in front of her and she's like you know, she's determined. She does not move, right? She's standing at the spot.
She has her arms crossed and shit.
I forgot what she was saying. Neither of us was cursing at each other, but I was just like, what the hell are you doing? You can't save a spot when your car is not in the parking lot.
I know this, yeah.
It's not even like your car was behind me and drove up or like came from a different angle in the parking lot. Your car was not even in the parking lot, but she ran out of the car when they were street side to get into the spot. Anyway, so then it was just I put my car in park and I was like 2 feet away from her, like a foot away from her, and she was in the spot. I put my car in park. I was like, I'll just wait her out because it's sunny as hell outside. She's an old lady standing in the sun. We'll just see how long she can actually last for.
You wanted her to go to heaven.
At that point, I did.
Yeah.
So I just put my car in park, but my son was in the car. My wife is in the car. I'm like, this is not a good start to the day. I'm just going to wait her out.
Yeah.
See who will last because her husband's car cannot pull in because I'm blocking the entrance to the spot.
Yeah. So if anything, it's like, lady, you guys are causing this, not me.
Yeah.
You are.
So then we waited for a while and eventually the car spot next to her opened up.
Oh.
And then that lady was like, you want to just pull in here? I guess, I don't know if she was trying to be
nice at least about it.
Who, the old lady or the other person?
No, when they were leaving, the new next door one, was she like kind of like, oh yeah, here? Or was she being like,
I think
she rolled her eyes and like, I guess.
I think she just saw a problem. The other car that was leaving in the adjacent spot just saw a problem. I just wanted that to be solved. So it's like, I don't give a shit who's right here. There's a second spot here. One of you guys take this, right?
That car was me.
So then the other car that whose spot she was blocking for pulled up in the adjacent spot. And then finally, the old lady finally physically left the spot that she was blocking. And I pulled right in.
And I guess they're Korean.
They were definitely Korean.
Why were they definitely Korean?
Because they looked 100% Korean. You could just tell. And they drove a Hyundai. And they were in the H-Mart parking lot. No, it was black. It was black.
Did she have a visor on?
No. She looked like a fancier Korean person.
Oh, okay. No vest,
no visor, no nothing. She looked like she came from like Sunday church. That's the vibe she had.
Oh, okay.
Well dressed at the
like
time.
She had like, her fabric was nice.
Fabric was nice. Her hair was nice. She looked like she had some makeup on, but she was definitely older, like okay. In her 60s or 70s.
Right.
I don't get people who do shit like that.
That's the thing too. I was just going to ask, guys, it's kind of like a hot topic debate. There's some people out there when parking is really limited, where someone that's in shotgun usually comes out just to
stand in the spot.
Right. And pick that spot.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Like I personally think that unless like if it's a one way, right? Like which most parking lots are, that it's you're in and then you're out. Right. In that case, I think it has to be the first car in has to have the right of way of getting the first spot.
Yeah, or whoever saw the spot first, whoever's closest, whoever signaled, whatever. There's different variations.
You would also have to circle all the way around. And that was the only spot. And that jackass, that Korean lady was like, oh, this is ours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not dibs. It doesn't work like that. And the funniest thing was, as a Chinese person, I've seen that happen too many times with other Chinese families.
Right, yeah, I was going to say.
I've almost never seen it happen with Korean people. So I was both pleasantly and not pleasantly surprised to see that a Korean lady, an older Korean lady was doing that.
So my dad, right, we have a church that's right next to our apartment, right? We do have our own parking lot.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about this, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever they do it, right, the one thing my dad gets really pissed about is how they don't, it's just leave your phone number, you know, a way of contacting you, right? And you know, when my dad calls, he's like, oh, yo, you know the protocol, blah, blah, blah. So we're like, okay.
And then they
operation,
leave.
Operation,
yeah.
Go fuck yourself. We put their car, we make it stuck, and we purposely leave it out there, you know?
Your point is that even Korean people can be jackass like that.
Yeah, and then it's like,
I've just never seen it from a Korean person. I've seen a billion times with Chinese people trying to take spots like that.
Yeah.
I've almost never seen it from a Korean person, so... It's good to know that you guys are just as a big jackass.
My dad will base off like, especially if it's like, if you're a woman or man of faith, and he's like, oh, you did this because you're, oh, your church, like, fuck your church. That's what my dad will say to that person. He'll be like, you'll be a lady?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's even worse. Yo, my dad doesn't care what creed of life you are. He doesn't care if you're young, old, woman, male. Oh my God, bro.
I should have FaceTimed your dad to talk with this lady.
Bro, my dad would have been like, yo, who the fuck's this bitch? Where does she live? Yo, show me her driver's license. My dad would have fucking ripped her a new one, bro. All
right, Ben, what do you have to rave or rant about this week?
I just wanted to say, like, we haven't done a podcast in a long time.
Yes.
But it was really just nice when we got to go hang out with our fat friend on the highway. He always mentions that. He's like, you guys always bring me up, but this is a good thing.
This is the first time we've brought him up this whole episode.
I just want to do like a quick little shout out. Like, it was really nice. We got to celebrate his daughter's birthday. It was really cool seeing Linji. I thought it was just really funny how we're all fucking exhausted. And then the funny part is that, like, we all have like certain medical conditions now.
Okay.
So all we're doing is like we're around the table. We have this enormous like spread of food, which is fucking, it was delicious. Linji, by the way, Linji talks about on past episodes how he loves to eat hot food. He's not lying. What's it? A fat friend's wife, her parents makes these amazing scallion dumplings.
They were pork. They were
scallion.
They were egg, shrimp, and leek dumplings.
All right, so it's like the home run of dumplings, right? This guy, I swear to God, I don't know how he did it. He's just dumping that shit like it's fucking popcorn. Baby aspirin, just one at a time. And he's just like, oh, it's hot. It's so hot. And he just keeps eating it. I think you said you had 30. I believe you now. I had one. And I was like, yo, this is profusely hot. It feels like a cup of coffee wrapped in dough. And I was just like, this is, I can't do it. I was like, I don't know how this guy does it.
I'm getting esophageal cancer.
Yo, like.
Almost guaranteed.
I'm genuinely worried about it. But like, I just thought it was really, really nice. You know, like seeing everyone. It was really seeing just like, you know, with kids. Oh, yeah. Linji saw me babysitting his kid and like all the other kids.
At a certain point, Ben was taking care of four kids. I was like, oh,
it was rare. I was like, I never done this, I think.
But then you also stained our fat friend on the highway's dining room chair.
Oh, that was hilarious. she had some crazy, like, I think it was Elsa from Frozen. Like some liquid blue shit.
Yeah.
And we spilled it all over the fucking chair.
You and the kids spilled it over the chair.
I did. No. And the funny thing is, like, I didn't read the instructions. There was too many kids. But I got a taste of what it's like to be a parent with, I guess, four kids. I don't know how you guys do it. It was a lot of fun. It was very, very nice. So it was just...
And we finished the night with some karaoke.
Oh, yeah. The karaoke was a lot of fun.
Yo, my favorite song I realized from that whole night that we're singing was...
Keen.
Yo, that song is so good.
It really is.
And it's a very easy karaoke song to sing.
I was going to say...
Somewhere Only We Know by Keen.
Yeah. I got to see them live, too. And yeah... He's just as good live.
Is he?
Yeah, like, you know how some people, when they perform live, it sounds like trash? They sound great live.
All right, Keen, we'll have you on the podcast soon.
Oh, that would be fucking great. just when we have you, just perform all your songs.
He could do, like, a 23andMe report and just find out he's, like, 1% Asian. And then like,
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhere only we know.
Doom, 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 doom.
All right, guys, with the outro, thank you so much. It's been a good episode. Happy AAPI Heritage Month.
Yeah.
If things are correct and Ben shows up on time, you will have three more doses of us for this, I was going to say voluptuous month, but does that make sense?
I don't think so, but it sounds sexy, though.
It sounds sexy. All right, once again, you can follow us on all the social medias at Worst Asian Pod. That's available on Instagram, TikTok for either 9 to 12 months or unless they sell the company, or on YouTube. You can find us at Worst Asian Pod as well. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you can also listen to the full videos on Spotify. Yeah, Spotify has the full videos as well. Or you can go to YouTube. You'll see our not-so-voluptuous faces. I'm using that in the wrong context.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not making sexy anymore.
That's not how it works.
No, it's not. I guess you're just trying to say, like, we're sexy. I don't know. Are you feeling sexy?
Maybe I should say sexy? Luxurious.
Are you feeling sexy?
I'm not feeling sexy at all. We'll see how it works. And I hope my crotch didn't fall out.
I was staring at your crotch all episode. You're good, bro.
All right, guys. Thank you. We'll see you next week. Adios.
Peace.
Bye.